It's your birthday. Happy birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Hey everybody, it's me, Adam Bash, here with another This Day is History. If you've never listened to the show before, I don't know why you would start here. I mean, I guess it is a daily show, so, you know, why not start on the current day? But you really missed a lot, I guess. It's been a roller coaster so far, honestly. To give you the short synopsis, I met an angel in late August who granted me the power/curse to erase one day from the history of existence. And of course, I am basing that solely on celebrity birthdays. So we do kind of a celebrity birthday deathmatch thing here. And at the end of every month, we will have a loser for the month. And at the end of this whole thing, at the end of the year, we will match those losers against each other in a battle royale to figure out which day has the worst celebrity birthdays and is thus expendable, right? Right now, over the course of September, it's been crazy. We've had, tears, laughter, laughing tears, hysterical crying, all different types of ways that things can leak out of your eyes. And it's mainly been centered around the Sundays, honestly. September 3rd, our first Sunday, sucked it up for a good long time. September 10th was the streak winner currently by losing day after day for an entire week until they met up against the current reigning loser, September 17th. Now, September 17th was not a great day for celebrity birthdays. A little bit of a refresher. It was the birthday of Hank Williams, Flo Rida, and John Ritter. Wow. I think Flo Rida and then John Ritter screwed me up a little bit because I am 99% certain I said John Ritter, which is just one more thing that Flo Rida has screwed up for me. I am, kind of a fan of John Ritter. Honestly, slapstick comedy doesn't really do a lot for me, but I did appreciate John Ritter's chops, I guess. I don't like Hank Williams simply because country music's terrible in my heart. And Flo Rida, I'm not on great terms with because of the songs that he has implanted in my house through my son. So that's basically where I'm at right now with those guys. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the honorable mentions, I guess, of today's birthday, September 19th. Such honorable mentions as Sherry O'Terry, one of the SNL greats. TV chef Mario Batali, one of the few American Iron Chefs that I can think of. Let's see, who else? Allison Sweeney, who was a soap opera star and then went on to that weight loss show, Biggest Loser. Yeah, so she was, I don't really know what her role is on that show because she's not a fitness guru and she's not a contestant. So maybe I've not watched a lot of Biggest Loser, so I'm thinking that she might be like the Nick Cannon of that show. And I don't even think Nick Cannon's that person anymore because I'm pretty sure he got replaced by Tyra Banks. So anyway, Lita Ford, also born on September 19th. So some pretty good, oh, James Lipton. Okay, so we've got a few. We're going to move on up to the tops, of the pops right now, though, and talk about, I'm sorry, I'm a little congested today. We're going to talk about the best of the best, the 3-2-1 countdown for September 19th. Okay, so let's see. So number three, oh boy. I'm gonna call an audible at the line, and I'm gonna say number three is Jimmy Fallon. Jimmy Fallon, best known for not being able to keep a straight face for two goddamn seconds on Saturday Night Live, so good at that they gave him a late night TV show, and the rest is history, I suppose. I'd never really liked Jimmy Fallon on SNL until he had one or two, I felt, memorable characters. And they were often just real people that he was just lampooning. Because we talked a little bit about Barry Gibb not too long ago on the show, because Barry Gibb's birthday here in September somewhere, I don't remember exactly when. Oh, it might have been September 1st or 2nd. 1st or 2nd. It was really early. his Barry Gibb is pretty good. It was a funny little bit. So anyway, Jimmy Fallon, number two. I screwed it up right there. Jimmy Fallon, number three. I had originally in my mind had him number two, but then immediately called the audible at the line of scrimmage because of the amount of class that the actual number two has. And I couldn't in good conscience put him lower on the totem pole than Jimmy Fallon. Although in all truthfulness, Jimmy Fallon is probably a bigger celebrity. Completely different genres, completely different worlds these two gentlemen live in. Number two, Jeremy Irons. Now, Jeremy Irons is a wonderful actor, best known, of course, by everyone that has ever known Jeremy Irons, best known for his work in Die Hard 3. But also, little known fact, he was Scar in The Lion King. So, you know, a couple of good roles for Jeremy Irons. You know, he's done a little bit of like some Shakespeare stuff and people say that that's pretty good. I don't know. Maybe he's good at that. But I will always remember him as Simon Gruber, brother of Hans Gruber. Okay. And then number one, most popular, famous person in my eyes, I suppose, born on September 19th. And I don't think a lot of people would argue this one with me because, boy, howdy, the name I'm going to drop on you right now is nothing short of legendary. Adam West, ladies and gentlemen, the original, well, not the original Batman, but the original TV show Batman. I split those hairs because it's kind of important because there was like a couple of weird Batman movies that came out in like the 50s or whatever. And that was before Adam West's TV Batman, which came out in like the 60s, I believe. So I don't know. I just remember watching a lot of that series on Nick at Night when I was a kid. It was classic SNL and Batman. Those are the things I could actually watch on Nick at Night that made any sense to me. And Batman, that original TV series was so great because it was like if Scooby-Doo was like a real thing. You know, if it was live action Scooby-Doo, that's what Batman always felt like to me. It was so cartoony and over the top, and it was delightful. It was wonderful. And I've actually gone back and watched some of it since then, and not being a kid, I still find it delightful. So, hey, Adam West, good on ya. Good on ya. Yeah, I know he's dead, and so he's not going to hear this, but maybe somewhere up there he's listening, you know? And he's happy to know that he will continue to exist in our hearts and minds for all eternity. Because, yeah, he's carrying September 19th right past the Trouble Zone. And there's no way. I mean, I'm not even going to joke about it. There's no, September 17th, you can't match up. I haven't done a chalk-to-chalk matchup with September 17th the last couple of days. And I usually do that. That's like central and core to the show. But September 17th hasn't had anybody that it could challenge yet. So once we get to a point where it might be it could challenge somebody, then we'll do that head-to-head matchup. We'll do the chalk. We'll chalk it up. But for right now, I mean, come on. Who's gonna even think that John Ritter, Flo Rida, and Hank Williams can stand up against Adam West? And not just Adam West, but Adam West and Jeremy Irons and then Jimmy Fallon. I mean, I'm not going to really say he's doing much for the team, but come on now. All right, so no arguments. Hearing no arguments, we're going to call that settled. September 17th, you're still on the chopping block, and the month continues to drag on. So join me here next time on This Day is History. I don't really have an outro. I usually say, and I'll see you guys next time on This Day is History. But the way I phrased it that time when I said join me here next time on This Day is History, it kind of left it open that I was going to say something else, and so that really screwed up my flow. And instead of deleting it and re-recording it, I'm going to leave it in, and I'll tell you why, because I'm that lazy. See you guys next time on This Day. Oh, man, I fucked that up, too. I'm going to leave that in, too. See you guys next time on This Day of History.